I want to welcome you all to the Feminist Future Symposium, to those here in the auditorium, to our video stream audience, and also to those listening on WPS1, which is broadcasting the symposium live. I'm Deborah Wye, the Abby Aldridge Rockefeller Chief Curator of Prints and Illustrated Books and the coordinator of what we call the Modern Women's Project here at MoMA. I'm very pleased to have Abby Aldridge Rockefeller's name as part of my title, since she, along with two women friends, founded the Museum of Modern Art in 1929. Now I'd like to introduce another great leader of MoMA, Agnes Gund, our President Emerita. Aggie?
Thank you so much, Debbie. I'd like to add that Debbie has been one that's always supported and been wonderful in her leadership of the print department in supporting many women's artists and many projects by women. We're very, very pleased to have such a great and large audience and a wonderful response for this exciting event. I'd like to very much thank Sarah Peter. I think she's been terrific to generally establish the Modern Women's Fund here at MoMA in order to foster the appreciation of art by women. She has made possible this symposium. I've been very lucky to know Sarah personally, and I've had a great time being able to go and meet with her and have many memorable evenings talking about issues with women around the table, and we've hardly wanted to leave. We've all been eager to stay and talk more and more. We have many of the same interests in trying to help in areas of women. Sarah is a great philanthropist in many other areas, and she's done a lot for things very quietly, very anonymously. Many of you wouldn't know of the things she's done because she doesn't go around bragging about it, but I want to make sure all of you know how wonderful a person she is. She is great. I know that MoMA's director, Glenn Lowry, has encouraged the Modern Women's Project from the time Sarah Peter first came to him about the idea. He has been excited about this symposium and really expected to be here, but he is in meetings in Europe, and that prevented him. He will be sure to listen to the audio recordings. We're lucky in this technological age where we can record this. And I want to say that I'm also glad that the radio station will have it to record. If you know about this radio station, it's one that goes on the internet. I don't know as much as all of you do about that, but it means that it's going to be more widely heard than it would be if it were on the regular radio. So I want to welcome you again and say I know it looks like, from all the people that I know that are on these panels, going to be a terrific event. So thank you again for coming.
Before we begin, I want to go over some logistical issues regarding the day's events. But before I do that, I wanted to briefly describe the origins of the Feminist Future Symposium. This event is the result of an interdepartmental group at MoMA that we call, as I said, the Modern Women's Project. We'd like to add our own thanks to Sarah Peter for establishing this fund that supports our activities. This group gathers to discuss issues related to women in art, and we are currently planning a major publication of works by women artists across MoMA's 7 curatorial departments. We believe that this study of the permanent collection will lead to new acquisitions, future exhibition proposals, and also public programs such as this symposium. I would like to introduce our team, and I would ask each of you to stand up. I hope you can see them. Maybe not because it's so dark, but I'll do this in alphabetical order. Sally Berger of the Film Department. Connie Butler, the Drawings Department. J. Jessica Fain, our project intern. Alana Heiss, who's listening on PS1, I trust, director of PS1. Francis Jacobus Parker, our project intern for 2006. Susan Kismerick from the photography department. David Little from the education department. Barbara London from media. Lisa Mantone from the development department. Alex Quantrill from architecture and design. Alexandra Schwartz, our project curatorial assistant. Alex has really been the organizing force behind today's program, and we're very grateful to her. And finally, Anne Umland from the painting and sculpture department. I just have to say off the cuff that it's a bit of a revolution to be meeting interdepartmentally like this. I've been at MoMA for 27 years, and this is a tremendously exciting process for me, and I know my colleagues as well. I'd also like to acknowledge Jenny Tobias of the Library and Archives, who organized a complimentary exhibition from those collections, which is mounted in the Cullman Building. And I'd like to point out the video data bank program organized by Sally Berger to coincide with this symposium. More details about those programs are in the symposium program that you have. I'd also like to make an acknowledgement and extend thanks to our former colleague, Mary Lee Bandy, who in her capacity as Deputy Director of Curatorial Affairs first met with Sarah Peta and Glenn Lowry to plan for a women's project at MoMA. Finally, thanks to the wonderful team across the whole museum who helped present this symposium. It was a huge effort, and we're grateful to everyone. So now to some more specific logistics. We have a very, very full program. Our introductions of speakers will be brief, as there are more more biographical information in the program for you to see. There'll be opportunities for questions after the keynote speeches, after each panel, and hopefully, if time permits, after the respondents' remarks. Before closing, I just wanted to say something personal about my own guiding force on the subject of women in art. That guiding force has been Louise Bourgeois, whose work I have studied since the mid-1970s. I've told Louise about today's events, and I hope she, too, is listening on WPS1. Louise has had a grip on my imagination since the first day I met her. And I thought you might like to see a photograph of the two of us that she staged about 15 years ago. So I think, Tal, put that on. I happened to be at her studio on a day a photographer was shooting her work, and when the photographer finished, she said she had a wonderful idea that she wanted to do a photograph of the two of us. So she captured me inside one of the cells she was working on. I think I look a little frightened. And you can see Louise, I hope, peering in from the window above. So I actually treasure this picture.